This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, this is David. Let's talk about your self-care non-negotiables. With a hectic schedule, it's easy to let our priorities slip. And not only that, sometimes we need help fine-tuning those priorities to maximize both our happiness and our success. That's why BetterHelp's therapy sessions are becoming, for many people, one of their self-care non-negotiables. If you've ever thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/living. Today, to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/living. Thank you. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Keys to Success by B.C. Forbes, published in 1918. The Empire State Building was once only a thought. Thousands of years ago, an Egyptian king had a thought, and lo, every generation since then has gazed on its fulfillment, the pyramids. Thought is the parent of progress. Thought creates all. Everything springs from thought. Human beings are distinguished from other animals by this one power, the power of thought. The immortals of this world are they who thought deeper, or more brilliantly, than their fellow citizens. Henry Ford once said, "My advice to business people is to read a lot, think a lot, and work a lot." I started that way. I kept on thinking, and I am still thinking. The habit of analysis, the ability to get under the surface of things, and at the vital essentials, gives you a tremendous advantage over those of your competitors who do not do likewise. Or, in the words of Henry L. Doherty, the famous financier and oil man, "We study too much and think too little. Cultivate your ability to think, and to think straight. A lot of people are crammed full of knowledge, but don't know how to use it." Just as the unit of human society is not a man or a woman, but a man and a woman, so the foundation of achievement is not thought or action, but thought and action. Inventors are notoriously lax, unsuccessful individuals, for the very reason that most of them, after evolving a brilliant idea, do not act and keep on acting. Do not, in other words, pursue it further by carrying it into practice and profiting by its development and application. Thomas Edison both thought deeply and acted. That's why he was successful beyond every other inventor known to history. The phonograph was his only invention that worked at the first trial. Some of his inventions called for 10,000 experiments, and one of them for 50,000. The greatest piece of sculpture in the world was only once a thought. Thought was then hewn into a boulder of rough marble, and the Venus de Milo sprang into immortal existence. $1 billion United States Steel Corporation, which once employed over 300,000 people and had billions of dollars in assets, was once merely a thought, A thought in the brain of a young man named Charles M. Schwab, who not only conceived the idea, but went to work and acted on it. Great positions within great companies are filled not by the thoughtless, but by those who think and follow up those thoughts with deeds. Lord Kitchener conjured up a vision of an army of 3 million at a time when Britain had never known an army of half of 1 million. His thought saved Britain and France during World War I. As civilization has advanced, thought has become more and more vital to success. The time is coming when virtually all tasks not requiring human thought will be performed by machines. To rise above the level of a machine, we must develop the power of thinking. Become a thinker. Learn to produce useful, valuable thoughts and ideas. No machine invented by 1,000 Edisons will ever be able to replace you. For centuries, people have sought and searched for the Philosopher's Stone. You can find the Philosopher's Stone in your own mind. Ask yourself, what has enabled us to talk with others around the world virtually instantaneously? What has given us the awe-inspiring science of astronomy and medical miracles? What has brought forth machines that can transport us across vast oceans within hours? Thought. Mind. What glorious opportunities unfold for the thinker in today's day and age? Who shall evolve new and better systems? Who shall lead with scientific breakthroughs and inventions to solve our most pressing problems? The thinkers, women and men who have tilled and cultivated their minds, who have thought and thought and thought, who have so developed their minds that they have found therein the Philosopher's Stone. The victors in the battles of today and tomorrow will be those who can best weld thought to action. From the office worker to the political leader, from the scientist to the entrepreneur, the prizes will be for those who most effectively exert their brains, who take deep, earnest, studious counsel from their minds, who stamp themselves as thinkers. Unless you strain every power and spend every available moment to rise above the level of a machine, in the future you will more likely than ever before meet with failure, for machines hereafter will do the work of mere automatons. It's been said that we are the sum of all our thoughts. As such, our real great worth is the quality, the value of our thoughts, our mind. Real riches are the riches possessed inside. Mental riches cannot be gathered, cannot be garnered, without effort, without brain sweat, without stern exertion. Remember that for a person of rich mentality, it is easy to acquire all needful worldly riches. Now that we have established that those who do big things are the ones who think, ask yourself, are you one of them? Have you systematically cultivated the thinking habit? Be truthful with yourself, absolutely truthful. You can't afford to be anything else with yourself. If you want to learn to think effectively, first of all, you must be alone for at least 30 minutes at a time, absolutely alone and uninterrupted. People never think in crowds. In crowds, we are governed by the animal herd instinct, which is directly and powerfully opposed to the thinking principle, which is strictly individual. A person must be alone. Some people think best in the morning, some at night. Which is your natural tendency? Settle that point right now. If you are an early bird, you will not mind going out for a 30-minute short walk before breakfast. If you can get into the countryside, into the woods, or by a lake, you have ideal conditions for thinking. Personally, I like the morning best, but unfortunately, I am so situated that I can't get out into the woods as I would like. Instead, I am up and around the house at least an hour before anyone else. And as I do my morning duties mechanically from long habit, I can do my thinking for the day during this time. But what shall we think about? Why, the biggest thing in our lives at the current time. But whatever you start to think about, think it through to the end, till you reach a conclusion that at least satisfies you as the right one, the genuine mathematical solution of your puzzle, or of some stage of it. Take out a pencil now, and write down several things you know it is your duty to think through to a decision. Then number these in order of importance. Number 1, the most immediately important, or the biggest and most vital. Number 2 next on the list, and so on. How long should you take to think through to a conclusion the first item on your list? See if you can't do it on some predetermined schedule. Be ready to take up the next item. How should you test your thinking? Why, by using your friends as a conference board or an expert staff, like the board of directors of a corporation. Of course, you must write out your line of thought and take it to the friends most likely to be a good judge and who will speak to you honestly. Ask one friend how it impresses them, then take it to another friend. If you get 2 or 3 to agree with you, you are probably right in your conclusions. Lastly, if you are an employer or a manager, remember that nothing ever comes of assigning a thinking job to 2 or 3 persons at one time. One person should do the thinking, then the staff members should try to pick that person's thinking to pieces. They will often send the thinker back to do their thinking job all over again. So the thinker should be prepared to do their thinking jobs over many times. That is the scientific method. Trying, testing, and trying again, thus getting gradually nearer and nearer to the truth. Is this your habit of mind? Are you training yourself to be a thinker? Is there any reason why you should not start now? No? Then start. Start now.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.